This is WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. Governor Bobby Jindal's former coastal chief, Garrett Graves, was the top Republican finisher in the 6th Congressional District race Tuesday. While he was celebrating at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Baton Rouge, another Republican contender, State Senator Dan Clater, was at a friend's house having gumbo. WRKF's Frank Barnett reports.
You know, it's a family atmosphere, it's a friend atmosphere, and I think it definitely is a reflection of who he is.
Campaign manager Brent Robertson said the laid-back mood and relaxed gathering of Clater's friends and family perfectly suited the occasion and the candidate.
I wish my mom was here with me, but I mean, that's the way life works, and you got to get up the next day and move on.
Clater, whose mother passed away less than 2 weeks ago, was subdued throughout the evening. The mood became more somber as it became clear that Clater was heading home and Garrett Graves was heading to a runoff with former Governor Edwin Edwards. In the end, Clater thinks money may have been the deciding factor.
The short, pure, simple deal is Mr. Graves raised and spent $1.3 million. Nobody else spent that much money. And so we have to ask the question, was it just a factor of money or was he actually a better candidate?
Graves was all business Tuesday night.
We have a meeting starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning to begin planning the runoff, and we're going to get back to work right away.
For WRKF News, I'm Frank Barnett.